Well, the Occupy Oakland encampment is reborn in front of City Hall with about 20 tents pitched overnight. KGO's Jenna Lane joining us live from Frank Ogawa Plaza. Jenna.
Well, a sign here greets visitors with "Welcome to Oscar Grant Plaza." John, the kitchen is back up and running, serving breakfast to the homeless and others who've made this camp their home. One government worker walking by stopped to look at the scene, so different from the police crackdown 3 days ago.
I am surprised they were allowed to do it. I'm not saying I disagree with it or agree with it one way or the other. I'm just surprised, given what happened previously, that there is a situation that's going to have to be resolved one way or the other.
Mayor Gene Kwan is trying again to resolve the public health issues that prompted Tuesday's raid, asking Occupy Oakland in an apologetic letter to directly communicate with city staff to let emergency responders in and not to camp here. She was booed when she tried to say that in person last night. Some protesters did want to hear from her, but those who stayed clearly ignored that last request. Reporting live in Oakland, I'm Jenna Lane, KGO Radio News.
Hey, Jenna, before you get away, a question for you. Police are keeping some sort of round-the-clock watch on this, right?
Well, they are. If they are doing so, it is not visibly. Over the last couple of days, we have seen several police walking calmly around, not in riot gear or anything like that. Today, I have not seen a single police officer.
Okay, so overnight, the 20 tents pitched, and if the first tent goes up, why can't police say, "I'm sorry," you just walk up calmly and sorry, you can't pitch a tent there?
Well, Mayor Gene Kwan has said that she's asked police to maintain a minimal presence here. And clearly, of the protesters I've talked to, none of them said that they encountered any resistance in pitching those tents overnight.
All right. It'll be interesting to watch and see what happens over the weekend.